The big talking points for us this morning, of course, are twofold. Today, grades R, 6 and 11 will be returning to school following the announcement by the Department of Basic Education. And we're asking you this morning, if you're a parent of a child who is in one of those grades, are you feeling confident enough that the department has done all it needs to do to ensure the safety of your child in returning to school? And of course, Gauteng Province petitioning the National Command Council as well as Cabinet to allow it to reintroduce hard lockdown regulations. The province's COVID-19 positive numbers went from 39,841 confirmed cases a week ago to 63,404 cases, as reported by the Department of Health. That's 23,563 new cases. And we're asking you, should the Command Council and Cabinet heed that call by Gauteng Province? One of the person who's going to help us to think through this is the head of the Division of Medical Virology at the University of Stellenbosch, Professor Wolfgang Preisser. Wolfgang, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you.
Do we have an understanding of why Gauteng is now seeing such an exponential increase of COVID-19 cases daily? Before the week is out, they will return to the epicenter of the pandemic in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. While we do have an understanding, I mean, in fact, it's been expected to happen like this. We here in the Western Cape went ahead, so Cape Town is shortly before experiencing its peak. At least that's what we expect. For quite some time, we have actually expected Gauteng to follow as a second. So I think this is exactly what's happening now. Exactly how fast the case numbers are rising there is always a different question, and these models that were used to predict that are not perfect. But it's not, you know, it's sort of in keeping with what we expected to happen.
The National Health Minister, Dr. Zweli Mkhize, as well as the President, have gone to great lengths to explain that the reason why we instituted the hard lockdown when we did was to allow the Department of Health to prepare for whatever demands on its system will be as COVID-19 was really being experienced in South Africa. Is it a case that Gauteng just has not prepared enough?
That's difficult to tell. I don't know the local situation enough, but I have to say that seeing that the Western Cape was going ahead, and there has been some time that was gained due to the lockdown, one would hope that things like oxygen supply, additional bed capacity, and so on, that they would have been seen to. So it seems to me that the time that was gained was not used optimally in Gauteng. But, you know, I have no first-hand experience of the situation there, but that's what I hear from colleagues who work there, that sadly opportunity was not used optimally.
If Gauteng is given the go-ahead to reintroduce a hard lockdown, certainly it would not be the first case of that in the world. We know that Melbourne has effectively locked down more than 30 suburbs in Melbourne following a resurgence of COVID-19 cases. The little city of Leicester in the UK is going through that. And we know of many other cases in the United States where they have no choice but to reinstitute those hard lockdowns again. What is the advantage of returning Gauteng province to a hard lockdown?
Well, essentially what you do is you again create a situation whereby the spread of the virus is slowed down. So you buy time, and hopefully you may even be able to lessen the overall burden, because people will then hopefully sort of adopt safer behaviors, more generally. So that overall we are going to experience fewer cases. But of course it comes at a very high price. So it's something, I mean, just imagine if Gauteng locked down again, it would not just be Gauteng that's affected, but for example, the few flights that we now have from other areas to there, they would also have to be curtailed from now on for the next a few weeks or whatever. So, I mean, the consequences, of course, would be stark, but maybe that's the only way to make sure that the hospital systems there are not completely overwhelmed.
I often wonder, Vohang, where has been the shortcoming? Has South Africa failed in communicating to South Africans the urgency of this pandemic and how, quite frankly, in you and me doing the right thing, wearing a mask, washing our hands, keeping physical distance, only leaving our homes when we absolutely have to, that this pandemic would have been under control already?
Well, it's a difficult thing. I mean, that's really something for behavioral specialists to look at and to advise on. I'm like you. I mean, I feel like, you know, what is it that people don't understand? But if you look at what some people, including some friends, share on Facebook and WhatsApp and so on, you really wonder, you know, what it is that makes them think that, you know, this is all blown out of proportion and so on. I must say that I work in a lab, so I'm not directly at the patient interface, but of course we get the samples that are taken from patients and that are used to make the diagnosis. So, you know, to us it's very clear that this is not a joke. It is very real. It is not, you know, something that people have thought up to make our lives difficult or to bring it under control. It's a very real issue, and it can go very wrong. And we've seen these dramatic pictures and read and heard the reports from other countries like New York and Italy. And I think everybody will admit that this is not a situation that we want to see here, where you know, there is not enough capacity to give everybody the treatment they need. So it is difficult, but I think it's probably human nature to, you know, come up with alternative hypotheses and sort of find reasons why they would not do something which is sort of uncomfortable and, you know, demand extra input. So it's a difficult thing. And I have to say that from what I hear and know about the preparations in the Western Cape, obviously we want everybody to behave as safely as possible to slow the spread and prevent them from becoming infected, and particularly also one's loved ones. But at the same time, of course, all systems go in the healthcare system. And from what I experience here, you know, it's quite amazing what efforts have gone and are going into that. I'm very glad that the Western Cape province seems to be coping, you know, well under difficult circumstances, but we haven't had these catastrophic situations in hospitals. And I'm very worried to hear that some other provinces are really struggling with that, and one would have wished that, you know, they had made use of the period that we all had to get better prepared.
No, for sure.
But of course, ultimately, it's up to us, it's up to everybody to please make sure, do take it seriously, and please do these simple steps. And, you know, I wear glasses, and now it's winter, so it's cold, so my glasses keep fogging up when I put on my mask. You know, it's not easy. You have to adjust to it, and you have to find your way of doing it, but it can be done. And really, I can only appeal to everybody, please do it. You know, if you're not worried about yourself, that's fine, but please be worried about others that you may be exposing.
Indeed.
And I think that's the way forward. And if you can go ahead without another lockdown, which is very damaging to, you know, many areas, it's not just the economy, but it's also, it has implications for the well-being and social fabric of society. Of course, it would be much better. And if it takes wearing masks and doing these other things, then please let's do it.
Professor Vohang Presa is the head of the Division of Medical Virology at the University of Stellenbosch.